You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Hello, it's Hubert Pavelkovic here from The Lunch Break on RNIB Connect Radio. And in this podcast, just wanted to give you a taste of one of the features we do on the show called Bugbears, where blind and partially sighted people get to come on the radio and talk about what sight loss related bugbears they have, why they are bugbears, and what they would like to change. And that is what you are about to hear. And if you want to submit your own, I will tell you how to do it at the end.
Hello, my name's Jake Hart. So my bugbear is, so when I'm walking down the street, you know, as a visually impaired person, I can't always react to things as quickly as other people. So sometimes I'll be walking down the street. I work in Oxford Circus usually, and a cyclist will just come down the road, and I obviously will not react as quickly as I should. So it's sort of, you'll see me kind of frantically jumping out of their way, and that always really, really annoys me. And then another thing of cyclists, you're going to think I hate cyclists. I don't. When I'm going on a zebra crossing, my thought process is, when you're going down a zebra crossing, you should be able to close your eyes essentially, because nothing should be able to nearly hit you when you're going on a zebra crossing. But there's always a cyclist that just goes down. And I always just try not, it's just me trying not to get run over. And there's one right in front of work. So my worry is that I'll see a colleague will see me almost getting knocked down by a bike. And that's always unbelievably annoying. And even on a normal, you know, green light, for some reason, cyclists, they'll be on the road, but they don't want to follow the rules of the road. So they will, I'll be crossing and they will just, you know, dart by. And it is so infuriating because, you know, obviously with my visual impairment, I can't react quick enough.
Hi, I'm Richard. And what really frustrates me is this particular bugbear, the lack of precision when being given directions. You can't miss us. We're straight across the road from the station. You can't miss us. We're just at the back of the hall, stall 17. Trust me, there's plenty of ways I can miss you. I know, because there's plenty of times that I have. So how could that change? Well, just be precise. Just think how you would want the information given to you if you were attending an event or a meeting. What would you like to know? How would that information be provided? And I'm sure it'll be much more precise than the information that you've given to me.
Hello, my name is Callum Stoneman. I used to be a guide dog owner. We all know the situation, especially if you're a guide dog owner, we all know the situation when you're out and about, people come up to you and they might try fussing the dog, or they might start distracting the dog. And obviously that bugs all guide dog owners. You shouldn't really be distracting guide dogs. But certain people, when I was out and about, would add to this. There was people that would come over, and bearing in mind she's got a harness on that says, you know, do not distract me, I'm a working guide dog. It's very obvious that she's a guide dog and not to distract her. People would come over and fuss her and stroke her and stuff. But then also, usually at the same time, follow it up with, oh, I know I'm not supposed to, but oh, you're so cute. One of them in particular was like, got down in the middle of the pavement, was pretty much on her knees in front of Iggy at her level, really fussing her and cuddling her, while at the same time going, oh, I know, I'm not supposed to distract you. No, you're not. So don't. What are you doing? The easiest way to resolve this is, I mean, you've clearly read the sign on the harness. She's clearly a guide dog. You clearly know you're not supposed to distract her. So just restrain yourself. Seriously, I know she's cute. I know dogs are cute. We all love dogs. But just control yourself, okay? Most of the time for me, if people actually ask, that's always my preference. I don't mind people coming over and saying hello, but just check with me first. And to be honest, 9 times out of 10, if you come over and say, can I say hello? Can I stroke your dog? I will probably say yes, just because I appreciate that people have come over and asked.
Hi, everybody. My name is Tony Fugaccia, and my bugbear is when you're doing things or trying to read or trying to see something, people will say to you, oh, can you not just use a magnifying glass? And to me, that just highlights like the need for more education about different types of blindness that people can have.
My name's Lee Mercer, and my bugbear as a vision impaired person is constant updates to technology. When you've just worked out and have become comfortable using an app or a service, and someone decides that something needs to change in the format or the layout or just the way that the app might look, and then they change it all, and then you struggle for ages trying to work out where everything's moved to because you can't see the pretty updates they've made. And they seem to do it so often that you can never settle down and really learn how to use a lot of things. It'd be really nice if they could just keep things, you know, so straightforward enough so that you're not constantly having to relearn how to use things every couple of weeks.
Hi, my name's Robert King. I'm a digital photographic artist, and my bugbear when you're traveling out and about with your cane and your phone is people accusing you of being a fraud because you're using a phone. There just doesn't seem to be any understanding of the spectrum of blindness. So, and at the end of the day, whose business is it anyway?
Hi everyone, my name's Jade, and today my bugbear is people parking or leaving things on the pavement, because I am totally blind and I'm also a guide dog user, and I find if people leave their recycling bins on the pavement or cars parked on the pavement, or in particular recently the Lime bikes, the green bikes, just get dumped in the middle of the floor, and that is one of my biggest bugbears, because then my guide dog has to take me off the pavement into the road, round the obstacle and back on the pavement, and it's just not safe. So that is my biggest bugbear at the minute.
Hi, my name's Maureen Goodall, and my bugbear is being called fake when I'm out walking with my white cane. I get this on a weekly basis most of the time. Sometimes I can brush it off. Sometimes I give them an eye roll. Sometimes I do speak to them. But I just wish people would understand that just because I have a white cane and I can look at them doesn't mean I haven't got a problem with my vision.
And my biggest bugbear is people asking me if my daughter is my carer. That's one of my biggest bugbears, because she's my daughter. And she isn't a carer. She does do things differently to some other kids, because she might read a letter to me or something. But she isn't a carer, not in the sense that people think she is. What I want to change is that I'm a parent and my daughter is my daughter, and I want people to see us as that, but not assume that I've got her because I want her to do things for me.
My name is Tony Gephardt, and one of my biggest pet peeves and bugbears in my life as someone living with a visual impairment and just disability in general is when I'm out with my friends, I'm having a good time. And I'll give you an example. We're at the restaurant, you know, we're sitting down, we're having something to eat, enjoying ourselves. You know, I'm a pasta guy, so I'm always going out for pasta. When a waitress comes out and, you know, they turn to my friend, they said, "Oh, what does he want?" "Well, excuse me, I'm standing right here. I'm sitting right here. You can talk to me. Hello. Hey." I feel like one of the, and it is such a commodity. I feel like one of the things we could do to really fix this or trying to address this is, you know, understand why are we nervous to advocate and just say, just talk to me, right? Just say something. I understand English. I understand your language. You know, on a personal level, it's frustrating because it's just like, just ask me what I want. How about that? You know? But I think it really comes from a place of nervousness and anxiety of not understanding disability culture. So I feel like we need to, as a community, advocate for ourselves here and, you know, use your voice gently, of course. You know, I wouldn't say, you know, insult the person. It's like, but definitely have that conversation. So biggest, definitely a big bugbear for me is not being spoken to in a public setting where, you know, you would expect that. So,
hello, my name is Riley Omans, and one of my bugbears is advertising boards on pavements, especially in town centres. If I'm using my cane to navigate the streets and I walk into something, 9 times out of 10, I will apologise to it because I think it's a person, and then realise that it's actually an advertising board, and I just carry on with my day.
Hi, I'm Gary Moritz on Sunset Melodies. My bugbear is of those people who have their heads buried in their phones walking towards me. I'm with the white cane, and instead of them looking out for me, I'm having to look out for them. And so what I tend to do often now is stop in my tracks to see how long it will take before they realize that they're about to walk into me. And they realize, oh, Yeah, didn't realise just then. That's because they've got their heads so buried in their phones instead of focusing on where they're walking.
My name's Holly Tuke and I'm part of the RNIB's social media team. And my bugbear is when people don't add alt text to images, memes or GIFs they're sharing on social media. My screen reader will often say image or animated GIF or just the file name of the GIF, and that gives me no context whatsoever. So I'm either missing out on the joke or can't be part of the conversation. So I hope that people will just take a minute. And it's really easy to add alt text to photos you're sharing on social media.
Hi, my name is Simon Hart and my bugbear is glass doors. Really struggle with them. I need a lot of contrast, and even then it depends on the light and the amount of glass doors, or sometimes not doors, unfortunately, but in fact glass panels next to glass doors that I walk into are considerable. And I haven't broken any yet, but yes, definitely one of my bugbears.
Hi, my name is Ross Megan, and my bugbear is, not being able to see things and accidentally, stepping on them. In the most recent instance for me, it was a poor little slug that made its way onto my kitchen floor. And obvious reasons, I struggle to see something that's small and on the floor of my kitchen. And I in this recent instance I was just wearing socks, and I think I knew instantly what that sound was as soon as it happened. And poor little slug did not ask for that.
My name is Mike Duxbury. I'm the CEO of the Inclusive Farm Project. My biggest bugbear is reading lots of stuff on LinkedIn about all these conferences about diversity and inclusion, and yet I never see anybody doing anything about it. And because of that, that encouraged me to go forward and make the Inclusive Farm as good as we can do and reach as many people as we can.
Well, hi, it's Matthew here. One of my big bugbears is roadworks. Obviously, roadworks are part and parcel of society. There's not much you can do about them. They are here to stay. But when you're a blind and visually impaired person, as a white cane user as I am, walking down the road with my white cane, and all of a sudden I'm confronted by orange that wasn't there, you know, yesterday. And I cannot quite figure out where to go because nobody's given me an alternate route. They've just closed the path. So obviously I don't want to fall down an enormous hole. So at this point I am quite used to asking people to help me to guide me around these obstacles. I'm not sure there's much of a way around it, to be honest. Roadworks need to happen, but a good signpost a little way off might help a little bit.
Well, hope you've enjoyed our selection of bugbears from the lunch break. And if you'd like to submit your own bugbears or life hacks or my funny moments, you can do so quite easily. You can email them as voice notes to radio@rnib.org.uk or voice message on social media by searching for RNIB Connect Radio on Facebook and clicking the message button. Or you can voice message us using Instagram. We are at RNIB Radio.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.